Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Lunch with Leah, episode 617. And here's Leah.
Hi. You guys aren't handing me my mirror anymore, so I can't check myself.
Hold on.
I need to check my fabulous self. Can you believe I literally put my lipstick on in the car? I comb my hair as I literally am walking out the door and leave the brush and tell Frey to go put the brush up. I just don't have the time to get myself all dolled up. Does anybody care? No. The only person that cares is the baby dog. He says, Mom, you're embarrassing me. So anyway, it's
just the dog
busy
that just peed on the rug.
Yeah, that peed on the damn rug. I don't know why he did that. He hasn't done that in so many years.
Know it.
It's so annoying.
Well, he's just making sure it's his.
Yeah, because he knows James he is knows wanting to steal that rug.
I'm going to take that Versace rug.
He knows James wants those Versace rugs, and he's looking around. He's going, that's one, too.
That's my
That's the one he wants. So I went through the last few nights, all night long, literally, and reorganized all my jewelry and all my jewelry files and took photos that we didn't have and found photos we did have and organized all of them for Jason to scan. Then we're going to have the binders. And now you'll be happy to know that all of my expensive jewelry is locked up in the vault at the bank because I don't want any Durrett situations going on. So there's that.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, of course. So now look what I'm wearing today. I'm wearing a little Indian ring that's cost nothing. I'm wearing a little Hermes bracelet, not a big deal. This is Lanvin, not a big deal. And this little David Webb thing, and then I do have one decent watch on. And then, of course, these aren't diamonds, but I damn wish they were.
I know, but, you know, it's awful how all these home invasions and
can't
people
can't even wear your clothes, your stuff anymore. Now, maybe we should have just been a nudist colony. Then what would I spend all my money on? I wouldn't have any jewelry to buy. I would be the only person that could be nude with jewelry covering every part of my body and still have some left over. Oh, so, you know, we're planning the trip to L.A., and that's coming up in another week or two. So next week, is it next week or two more weeks we have the podcast here? One more? I don't know. But anyway.
I was going to talk to you about that today after the show, but because you leave the next day after in
right.
2 weeks. So
okay,
I was thinking maybe next week might be the last one.
That's fine.
You want to do one before.
I'll let you decide. We'll announce it. I don't really,
And then
me.
You're going to be back in December so we can do a couple days.
No, yeah.
And then go back.
We'll be back. You know, we just want to keep everybody happy. And I know that they hang on my every word and people go through withdrawals when I'm not around and it makes it difficult to sleep at night. But, you know, sometimes you got to do it. So then, you know, my landscaping bill in L.A., Jason, is outrageous. I've got to talk to that guy. I got a bill the other day. I'm not even there. And it's $2,600, and that's just
what?
For like a couple of months. I need
I thought that was like a month. I was like, oh,
no,
God.
But there's nothing there. I mean, the sprinklers are already in the system, so I have to talk to him. What I think is I told him when he's in the neighborhood, stop by and just clean up everything and make sure nothing dies. I think it's an opportunity for a full-time landscaping job. It's costing three times what we pay here on 2 acres. There's nothing to do except clean the leaves and take out some dead weed. I have to get on top of that. I just can't. Oh, and then what did everybody do for Halloween?
I stayed home and I handed out candy. I had about 12 trick-or-treaters. And I had this one little girl, and she was so funny. She came up with, like, I don't know if they were brothers and sisters or whatever, but there was, like, six of them. And they all came at once. And she was about four or five, and she was dressed like a little fairy. And she kept she'd come up, and she'd look at me, and I'd say, here, take a bag, you know, because I had it all in bags. And then I said, here. She goes, can I have another one? I said, yes. So she took two. Then she went back and got behind the last person in line and came back up three more times.
She was giving her the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh, she was so funny. She was the cutest thing.
Cute. You know, Roy, poor thing. He tries. Yeah. He went out and bought two big old bags of these candy things. I told him, if you're going to do it, they have to be individually wrapped. So he did get that part right. And then he's just going to take those bags and stand out there. I'm like, no, if you're going to do it, we're going to put them in the wicker baskets, and you can hold the basket. The kid can get it. What, are you going to have him digging through the bag?
Yeah.
And then get a chair. Get a chair. So God bless him. He went and got a folding chair out of the garage. We got all this split patio furniture, rockers, cushions. He's sitting on a plastic folding chair from the garage with a basket of candy handing out to all the kids. I wasn't even going to go out there because I just didn't want anybody to see how bad I looked. I looked like, literally, I mean, I don't even want to insult the housekeepers, but 10 times like the worst that anyone would ever dress. And I was just like, I'm not going out there. So I peep out the window and I'm like, oh my God. And then listen to this, Jason. I said, you know, you need to have a light out there. So order up one of those clear, those plastic pumpkins and put a candle in it, or one of those lights in it. Guess what he sat outside with?
What?
A flashlight sitting upside down. You know, sitting on the bottom of the flashlight. The air. And then he comes in just prouder than Punch. I gave out all the candy and I got to talk to all the neighbors. And I'm like, who wants to talk to the neighbors? And why didn't you buy like healthy food for the kids? I just let it go. I said, oh, that's great. That's fabulous. I tried to RJ. RJ, come over. Yeah, and I said, well, he did have one. He couldn't get the battery to work, and so he just put the regular flashlight, and it was so dim you could hardly see it. And then he goes, well, the outside lights finally came on when it got really dark, and I was like, okay. So I told RJ, you're not going to come over and hand out candy with Dad tonight. He's rolling his eyes like, no, because he knows it's going to be, and I'm not going to do it. Now, a normal wife would have set up some nice hors d'oeuvres, some champagne, a couple of lounge chairs, gone out there with some fabulous Godiva chocolate candy bars, and entertain the neighborhood. But I'm just not going to do it. I can't. The mosquitoes. I just can't. So anyway, so that was that. And then, oh God, did you guys watch the Princess Diana documentary?
I have watched a little bit of it. I'm not through it all because I fell asleep. But yeah, it's good. And then I'm waiting for that movie Spencer to come out that Kristen Stewart.
Oh yeah, I want to do that.
She got engaged to her girlfriend yesterday too.
Who did?
Kristen Stewart, the girl that plays Lady Diana.
Oh, she got engaged to a girl.
To her wife.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for her.
Her girlfriend for a couple of years.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm glad people just think that's normal now. Okay, so everybody except, you know, a few people we know, like Youngham and New Jersey. So then also, the other one, the impeachment one, I don't know how many episodes there are.
I think there was last night, and I think there's one more episode.
So I've got to watch last night's and the one more. And then I'm behind on The Voice, too. But I got so busy doing that whole jewelry thing. That was just, my brain was fried. It's not perfect, but it's, by the time Jason finishes it, it will be. But I just can't take it anymore. We're getting everything so organized, aren't we, Jason? Well, you're getting the files organized. Thank God. Oh, my God. So let me just, before I go on my rant, let me give you this Jessica Zimmerman. She's one of our favorite customers. She tags us. She's an influencer. Look at her family. Aren't they cute?
And then she dressed up like the witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Is that it?
And her skin looks great, even green.
Even green. She must have had that Sudden Youth mask on underneath it.
How beautiful is her family? They look so cute. They're
so
all dressed up like the cast from The Wizard of Oz.
And then where's that paper on her book that she wrote? What happens when strong, ambitious men that you marry fades into a stranger with an illness and that no doctor can diagnose?
Yes, because she wrote that book.
Yeah, Sleeping with a Stranger is searing, honest, hilarious memoir about learning how to love even in the darkest moments and how to find yourself when the compass is lost. Was that about her husband?
It's about her life experience. It's her memoir and
her husband.
And
he
that's
wants
her husband.
Healthy, fabulous.
Yeah, I think they've overcome the situation,
but
I've got to tell you, she's super smart too. She just did a TED Talk.
A TED Talk?
Yes. She's really, 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 you know,
good for you.
Very good. So.
Says her story is painfully honest while managing to make you laugh out loud page after page. So you should get the book. What's the name of it? Is it
Sleeping with a Stranger?
Oh, my God. Well, she's so cute. What a beautiful little family. I think this is the cutest thing. This little,
the little
so
cowardly
cute.
Lion.
The
so
lion.
Cute.
Oh, my God. They're all cute. Well, congratulations on a fabulous family and a fabulous book. So before we move on, our holiday premiere event, 30% off individual Leah Black and Sudden Youth and skincare products with code HOLIDAYPREVIEW21. That's what we need to tell that guy that we just did the podcast, because I didn't know what the
code was.
So he can just write it on the bottom when we're talking about it.
Okay.
So be sure to tell him, because I didn't know what it was and you went to the restroom. So let me just go on my rant.
You have a question.
Okay.
You might want to add it to your rant. Brooke Love 1110 says, I can't wait to hear your opinion about the lawyers at the University of Florida. Why can't they call Roy? So I'm not sure what's going on at the University of Florida, but
part of the article, and they're in a big dispute about what academic books that they can provide is what I think it is. So I'd have to know more. But, you know, this whole academic thing is another false flag. This is like, let's change the voting laws because the election was stealing. Let's change the curriculum because it's not what it's supposed to be. It's all just a culture war that these Republicans are trying to start, and it seems to be working for them.
Yep.
So last night, I'm watching the election returns, and I'm just sitting there going, are you kidding me? The problem that the Democrats have, and I'm livid with them right now, is instead of doing their business behind closed doors, this is what I would do. If I was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I would say, you are not to talk to the press about the infrastructure package. You are not to talk to anyone outside of this group about this package. We are going to do all of our negotiations in private, and when we have it ready, we are going to go out and announce it's ready. We are not going to be giving you a date after a date after a date and having you comment day after day after day, because this feeding frenzy around that distracted from what's important.
Right.
What's important? Unemployment is the lowest that it's ever been. The stock market's the highest that it's ever been. The COVID numbers are dropping. We are back in the climate accord. We're back negotiating with Iran about getting them to stop with the nukes. There is so much positive stuff that is going on. The child credit, families are getting $300 a child if you live under a certain level of income to support your family. We have increased the hunger amongst children 50%. None of these things are being talked about because they're over there talking about what they're going to do. And then for Joe Manchin to come out the day before an election and pontificate about why he's not ready to sign it and he has to do more investigation and I'm not sure that this is all accurate and the Democrats this and that. What he did was a character assassination on the House of the House. He did a character assassination on the House. If he wanted to say something, just say, I'm not ready to vote. You don't come out and give the Republicans talking points for the next election. He threw around words like socialist and a bunch of mean in there and things we don't know, and the numbers are going to be higher than we think. You don't know any of that. When you know it, then you can say it. Right now, you don't know that. So why are you coming out before the day of an election and peeing on everybody's boots and telling them that it's rain? It's not. It's you, and it's a toxic message. Why aren't you coming out the day before the election and talking about schools are open again? Vaccines are coming out for children. More people have been vaccinated. Why aren't you coming out talking about that we've restored our credibility in the world at the G20, that we're now at the climate thing, we're now doing this and that, and emissions control, and why aren't we talking about all the positive things that Biden has gotten done? Because they're distracted with this shiny object, and the press is just, they're doing that. You know what? That infrastructure has become the new emails, okay? This is the new emails. We're all going to talk about the emails now. And they're just shooting themselves in the foot. Now, that's one reason. The second reason, they need to tell Merrick Garland to go retire. He was a sentimental, sympathetic appointment because he didn't get his way onto the Supreme Court. And they need to put Adam Schiff in there, and they need to start locking people up and taking names. Why is Steve Bannon, after 2 weeks of defying a subpoena, walking around putting his finger in the face of law enforcement? Mm-hmm. Why? Why is it they haven't set up a special prosecutor along with the special January 6th commission to show and to investigate this Willard Hotel command center with Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman and this other guy who's already been arrested and a crook And all the people that Trump pardoned that are over there running this command center, including Flynn, who's going out as a traitor, running his mouth all over the place. Why aren't they locking these people up? They tried to overthrow the United States government. Mm-hmm. So if they would be talking about all the positive things they have been doing and locking these people up, the Democrats would win every seat that was out there and up for grabs. But no, they're talking about this bullshit about critical race theory. It's not even taught until you get in college, and that's only if you take law classes. It's another fake cultural outrage. Stop already with it. And Terry McAuliffe should have shut that down in the beginning, and it started becoming a feeding frenzy. He should have gone to every one of those people and said, either you're ignorant or you're uneducated, or this is just a racist dog whistle that you're using as an excuse. Which makes me think about Virginia. Remember when Ralph Northam, the former governor, came out in blackface back in college, and everyone thought he was going to resign, or they were going to make him resign, and he stood his ground, and he did a lot of good things for black people in that state, by the way, and he's not racist. But I thought it was very interesting how anyone else that did it was immediately shut out. Megyn Kelly just commented on it. She loses her job. Anyone that did it, they're gone. They forgave him, and he moved on. And I was thinking, wow, that was a very generous and mature thing for the Virginian community to do. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't. That's not why they did it. They didn't forgive him and excuse him because it was the right thing to do. They overlooked it because they don't have a problem with it. They think it's fine to run around in blackface. It's fine. And they proved that with their fake dog whistle about critical race theory in yesterday's election. Then it turns out that 27% of uneducated white women that voted for Biden voted Republican this time. Well, the key word is uneducated and white, okay? Get it together, people. Do you want an insurrection? Do you want an authoritarian government? Do you want all the rich people to not pay any taxes? Or do you want to live in a world that works for everybody? You go down this rabbit hole of these culture wars that have nothing to do with you. None of that's being taught in the school to begin with. Which also reminds me that two of the big things that Manchin wouldn't sign off on is the climate. Why? He owns a coal company. And billionaires paying taxes. Why? Because they're his biggest donors. At least Kristen Sinema, as wackadoodle as she acts, at least she's all for going after the climate, and at least she's all for taxing billionaires. So, you know, she may be wackadoodle in the way she acts, but at least she has some common sense thought process to what she's for and what she's against. I just am so annoyed with them right now. And I'm going to tell you, the Democrats need to say, until you do these things, you talk about all these things, you get the Justice Department under control. Why is Christopher Wray still there? Under his nose, there was a plot to overthrow the American government while he was the FBI director. He should also be off and go to pasture, okay? Get out of here. You didn't see it coming, and you haven't done anything about it other than arrest a few people, the little militias that were Trump doing Trump's bidding. Why is he still there? You know, I'm just tired of Biden let's just be nice and give everyone a chance while the fucking clock is ticking. No, we're not giving them a chance. You're done. You had your chance. The insurrection happened on your clock. You're done. You were in that Willard room over there helping plot the government. You're done. You are voting against the insurrection. You're out of fucking Congress. You know, you didn't vote to certify the votes. You don't get to be in Congress anymore. You're going to jail. You didn't do the subpoena. Get rid of this toxic people. That's what's aggravating
us. Lawlessness.
The law and order. Yeah. You know, they know. Notice that everything they say is they lead off with their real act. It's an act.
Yeah.
Law and order, but we're not law and order, you know. And now they're using racist. Well, I don't want my kids to be racist. I don't want them learning that. That's exactly what you want them to be, because otherwise you would have no problem with them studying black history. But you don't want them to know the black history side of black history. Mm-hmm. But they're not teaching it anyway, by the way. I mean, I just can't with these people.
It's an old topic. That whole Beloved thing, of Toni Morrison's book, the Beloved, They were fighting about that when I was in grade school. I mean, I remember that being a huge deal back then, whether it was going to be in our library or not.
First of all,
and I grew up in Kentucky.
They're giving it to them at seniors.
Yeah.
The ad that they ran was a woman that 10 years ago, her senior in high school had to write an essay about it.
Yeah.
She was her poster child for how it traumatized him and he couldn't sleep at night. Well, if you think it traumatized you to read about what they did to those people, what do you think it was like being one of them? So now she's a poet laureate. She has a Nobel Prize, and they made a movie about it. Okay? Mm-hmm. But who knew the standard for literary information was so high in Virginia?
Yeah.
Who knew? I mean, this is a very high standard.
Well, everyone is agreeing with you. Tracy Burnett says Leah winning. Christy Wynn says yes. Tracy Burnett said, preach, Leah. Start taking names. Dr. Jonathan May says, Leah, you are so right. Common sense.
I know.
And MG Abby B says, I love when Leah goes on a rant.
Well, I can't help myself.
And Carol Alderetti says, the uneducated are still waiting in Dallas for JFK Jr.
Oh, that's another one. Oh, thanks for reminding me. Can you believe it? Did you see the crowd of people? There's tons of people waiting for JFK's going to run as the vice president for Trump.
Yeah. My aunt believes that.
And they're all just crazy.
And she's a school teacher.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. So now we need to. Who doesn't believe in critical race theory, but she believes that JFK Jr. is going to come out from under the cemetery and run for VP. And they all showed up for his arrival. I mean, I just can't. People are just crazy.
Chrissy Wynn says, people would be shocked that some schools don't do in-depth Black History Month or don't even celebrate it, and they only teach on MLK Day, and some states don't even give the MLK days off. And then Tracy Burnett says schools also don't teach about Native American history. So,
well,
I mean, there's lots of things.
At the root of all of it is white people, not all white people, but a huge chunk of white people in America mm-hmm. think this is their country and you're not going to come in here and have a say in it.
Right.
Now, let's remember, it wasn't their country. They took this country over from the Native Americans, okay? But they patronized them. Mm-hmm. They gave them a little plot of land over there that they can call their, where the Indians have their...
Their
little
teepees
territories.
And their territories.
Yeah, but it's a whatever it is.
It's a sovereign or something.
No, but it's like a camp. They give them that. And they let them have some, they can gamble over there. And, you know, they can do some things like that. It's just ridiculous. I'm so sick of these people.
It's a reservation. That's what it's
reservation. And, you know, the other thing that annoys me, too, when you look at these pictures of these legislation signings in some of these southern states like Texas and that, it's all white men. It's all white men sitting there signing on what you can do. And I'm offended by that. Mm-hmm. How are you not offended by that? Where is the Black woman? Where is the Indian person? Where is the Asian person? Where is the white woman? You know, where are the other women? You know, it's all white men with gray hair and their phony empty suits trying to control the rest of us. And they just want to put all the money at the top and control everything. I mean, there's no wonder that they all went over and visited Putin July 4th, 2 years ago.
Tracy Burnett says, ask the governor of South Dakota who loves Trump and wants Native American history erased in schools. And she also wants Trump on Mount Rushmore. Well, he is a big rockhead.
If he goes on, that'll never happen. But, you know, he's the one.
He's
but remember,
the one, I remember that.
Twice now he's asked someone to nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's asked them to put him on Mount Rushmore. He called the other day and asked the Braves owner if he could go to the game, and then went and told everybody the Braves owner invited him to the game. He did the chop chop. Either he's ignorant or it was a purpose wink, wink, nod, nod. And then he said they invited him to go. Well, did you notice not one person from the Braves organization was sitting in that box with him? They didn't invite him. He called and asked to do it. Just like when he called and asked to throw out the first pitch at that baseball game, and they're like, we didn't ask him to do that. And he said he turned it down. He turned it down because you ask, and they said no. You didn't. And then last night he starts trying to take credit for this Youngkin. Well, thank God my Make America Base came out. That's why we won. Just shut up and go away. Go pick some cotton. I can't stand him. Oh, my God. I wanted to update. Oh, here's from a customer, Tracy.
That's our testimonial.
I wanted to update you and send Shane a size out shout out to Raymond and Jason. Oh, Raymond and Jason, the fan club over here. Seamlessly speeding and handling of my order. It arrived at my daughter's home in Texas 2 days from the time I ordered it and spoke with your team. And best news, my ex-husband brought the goods over to the finish line, and now I have the autumn trio in my home in Canada. Oh, that was nice.
So, yeah, she was calling. She called it, and she wanted to know if she could order it, if it would be at her family member's house in Texas or something in a few days, and then her husband could try to bring it back over the border.
Well, he was able to get it over
so
there.
So she was so excited.
Because of the CBD, there are some restrictions about shipping to Canada, but there's always a way. Just go to hello@leahfleck.com. We'll help you. Thank you for your insight and your stellar team. I'm super excited to treat my skin. Well, thank you, Tracy. Holiday shipping announcement. Oh, God, you know that joy. You better order early because why haven't they fired him? The guy went and took 400 and something post boxes off the streets. And now he's increasing the mail for the holidays, the cost of mail. And he's still sitting there in with his job running the post office. What is, get rid of him too. I need to go to Washington and just take over. I just need to go fucking take over. I mean, we need to just, I can't. It's just too weak. They're too weak and too slow. All orders are processed and packed. USPS priority and mailed within 48 hours with tracking numbers. They have informed us that they anticipate packages will take 10 to 15 days to arrive domestically this holiday season. We can't be responsible for that, so we're asking you to sign up early. And our customer service is available Monday through Friday from 11 to 4. The truth is it's really available kind of 24/7, but that's what we commit to. And replacements for missing orders are considered after the shipping day window or if the track if it has not been tracked with in 10 days. Place your orders before December the 8th for an anticipated arrival before December. Well, that's our public service announcement.
And we just had a couple people ask about the, like Tracy Barnett. She was asking, Leah, I need the bundle. Is it still available? I think she means the Jeff Lewis one.
Email us at hello@leahblack.com and we'll figure it out. We'll help you.
Yes. Okay. And then we may have some more bundles coming up soon. So.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention on the Halloween? My favorite Halloween costume. My God, I was dying. This guy was dressed exactly like Ted Cruz, going through the airport with a sign that said Cancun on it. He had the Texas mask, you know, the map on it. It made his mask, his white T-shirt with his, you know, his inflated, made his stomach look big, and jeans, exactly like Ted Cruz. And his wife was standing behind a glass door, dressed as the snow, what was the dog's name? Snowflake. With a white dog costume on like this, like she was crying. I mean, that was my favorite costume. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Tracy says she's emailing us about that bundle right now.
So. Okay, good. By the way, remember that that woman that was in the Senate that didn't want let the Surgeon General from Florida come in because he wouldn't wear a mask and she's going through chemotherapy? She's getting hate mail now. She's getting hate calls, hate mails, threats, people stalking her house. That's just, I can't stand Ron DeSantis. He just needs to go to H-E-L. Okay. Leah's life lessons. You can have a lot of money and still be bankrupt. Very true.
Very true.
Oh, the Queen made a statement because she couldn't go to the summit. None of us understands the challenges ahead, but history has shown that when nations come together in common cause, there is always room for hope. Working side by side, we have the ability to solve the most insurmountable problems and to triumph over the greatest of adversities. She also made another comment that said, time for words has now moved to time for action. Now, if she dies, I'm just going to die. I'm going to be so first of all, all that jewelry. If Camilla puts all that on and trots it out there, I don't know. I'll be able to handle it. And then if Kate, oh, my God, the succession is just, I can't. And then the only thing I'll say about Prince Charles is he is an advocate for climate change. However, he goes out and shoots animals on the weekends. But the royal family will never be the same. They really made a mistake throwing what's-his-name, Meghan and Harry, to the curb. By the way, they did research. They found out there's 25 accounts that are stirring up all that hate about Meghan and Kelly. So who do you think is behind that? That's interesting,
I
too.
Think it's
the press and what's his name that owns the Daily Mail or whatever, Pierce. What's his name, Pierce?
Yeah, I know you're talking about the one over there. Well, yeah. You know, he went out with Megan once, and she never went out with him again, and he never got over it. His poor ego, poor thing. Pierce Morgan. Oh, the Queen is taking her two-week rest. Prince Andrew has asked the New York feds to dismiss his sexual abuse lawsuit filed against him, saying that a woman profits off of baseless claims and allegations for years and sullied his reputation. All she has is a photo of them being together. I have to tell you, I hope they dismiss it. I mean, come on. You come out 10 or 15 years later and you have a photo with a guy and that's your proof that he did something? I mean, I don't know what went on, but you got to be able to prove it. And you're selling his reputation, his name, his standing in the community and in the royal family, all on an allegation that we don't even know is true that many years ago. And by the way, you want money for it? I mean, the minute you start asking for money for it, it kind of changes the dynamic from just, you know, like justifying or justice to profiting. I don't know. I hope it's not true. And shame on him if he did do it. But
the dog is hilarious. He's like got his head on the table.
Oh,
now he's looking. He was like laying there like.
Yeah. Prez Hilton article came out.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
He has a good blog, Prez.
He doesn't own it anymore, I don't think. I think he sold it.
I don't know. But I know he has his blog. He covers a lot. Yeah. When Johnny Depp and his girlfriend, Amber Heard, took two Yorkies to Australia, remember? They bypassed the agriculture minister, and they were threatened to have the dogs euthanized if they didn't get them out of the country within the 72 hours because they bypassed the two-week quarantine. Right. Well, criminal charges, whether you get up to 10 years for falsifying documents that they pled guilty to, they're now investigating that again. They could bring charges against them. Can you believe that? Oh, my God. And how am I going to sneak baby into it? Where is it, Australia? How am I going to sneak you in? Oh, my God.
Look, he's like, we're going to Australia.
Right. We're not going anywhere. I'm too lazy to pack. Bryan Adams pulled out of his Saturday Night Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony for the Tina Turner because he was positive for COVID and Keith Urban stepped in. Yeah. And then Jen Psaki, the press secretary, tested positive for COVID, but she said she had not seen the president. It had been 5 days since she saw the president, and they were outside with masks on 6 feet apart. And it's now she was negative for 4 days. It was the fifth day she posted that she got the positive results back from COVID. So that means you're not really in the clear until 6 days, but he's in the clear now. Bon Jovi left the hotel in Florida because he tested positive for COVID at the Miami Beach Lowe's. Who knew? I didn't know they were performing at the Lowe's at Beverly, and that's not a big ballroom. Bon Jovi. His band performed after he left. So, according to Perez Hilton, Matthew Perry reportedly is getting a huge payday for his memoir about his harrowing drug addiction during his Friends days. How do you film when you're on drugs like that? I don't know.
They said that Kelsey Grammer, I mean, look at how many awards he won on for the Frasier show. And they said he was like, he says he doesn't even remember the first three seasons because he was so high on cocaine.
Imagine how talented you would have to be able to do that when you're high on drugs. How do you remember your lines? I mean, maybe the drugs helped him. Maybe. You know what? I never knew he was on drugs until I saw him sober. Hannah.
The dog is in her lap. Everyone's talking about the dog.
He's in my lap.
They're saying he is the most precious dog in the world, and he never makes a bark or a sound.
Yeah. He is pretty good most of the time.
Yeah.
Hannah Reed. Yeah, right. Jeff doesn't like him.
Well, it's a good judge of character.
Hannah Reed. Kidding. The armor for the Alex Baldwin movie saying that she does not know how the live bullets got on the set. You know, there is just something strange about that. Yeah, because how are they, tell me how they're out shooting rounds and practice target practicing. Then everyone knew they had live rounds around. If they had live rounds around, then why wasn't everybody checking the gun every single minute of every single day? That's a rumor?
Because it was on the news this morning. Now they say
yeah, the armor. Yeah.
They said that maybe somebody deliberately put.
That's what I saw.
You know what?
I
saw that and I go, that's a little too conspiracy for me. That's a little too conspiracy that someone was saying that someone put that bullet in there to set Alec Baldwin up because, and to sabotage his head, but also because he's a target because a lot of these Trumpers like him and he's anti guns and he's anti Trump. But that, they did. What show was that on? I'm surprised. Good Morning America. How does anybody wake up at that hour? I don't know how they.
Sometimes I have to get ready for a podcast.
Yeah, well, I can't. But I can't believe that he. Seriously, yeah. I can't believe that they're going to put that conspiracy
theory
out there.
The other piece to it that I saw on the Today Show was that they were talking about the people that had left the set or had an altercation in the days before. Were two of those people were people that actually had access to the
sell revenge
the assets.
For revenge.
So they're wondering if it could have been because apparently they raised issues of other things that were on the set and they didn't do anything about it, so they walked off.
You know what? I'm wondering if there were any fingerprints on that bullet.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know, they did take the bullet out of the body, and I'm wondering if there were fingerprints on it because the people were probably smarter. I don't know. I this is the most horrible thing. It just makes me sick.
I'm wanting to know what you think about Kelly and Rick dressing up like. Did you see what happened?
Oh, I didn't see what they dress up as.
He dressed up like Alec, and she dressed up like a Native American.
I don't think that's in very good taste.
No, it was. And they got huge backlash.
But they do that for. They like the attention, and they think it's going to get. You know, they like the controversy. But I don't think that's
even their own fans on their own pages were saying that's way.
Well, that's like the time she posted about I had fun at the BBQ with the big capital Q barbecue. You know, I don't know, Kelly girl. Okay, so. Let's see. Oh yeah, I was going to say that he said some people said that he was set up. Brad Pitt lost his petition for custody case with Angelina Jolie. It was denied by the court. Now I don't know. He wanted more time with the kids, and she doesn't want him to have more time with the kids, and he lost the case. There's something about that.
You know,
too.
I think
there's more to the story.
Whatever happened on that plane with the one son?
That's right. That's
whatever
what
happened there is what has it keeps coming
that's,
back up,
yeah.
And it keeps being sealed, so we don't really know what's happened.
Yeah, but he probably was on a drunken rage.
He
or
probably
something.
Got physical, and
he's probably on a drunken rage, you know. And he probably regrets it, but that doesn't. And he's been to rehab, and he doesn't drink anymore. But I mean, it doesn't mean you take the kids from him. I don't know. Let him have supervised release. Let him have supervised. The kids with supervision when he's around, you know?
Well, and they should be getting old enough now where they can make their own decisions, too. So,
well,
like,
that's true. Well, only...
The oldest ones are probably in, like, 17?
Not. They're maybe. I think you have to be...
18?
You have to be 18 to make your own decisions, but sometimes in a custody ballot, and at least in some states, at 14, you can decide which parent you want to live with.
Yeah.
So the House of Gucci's coming out with Lady Gaga. Jason cannot wait.
And did you see the lady that the movie's about? She was really going off on the movie and the script and Lady Gaga, and not in a good way. And Lady Gaga responded this morning, but she said, you know, please see the movie. I think you'll have a different opinion.
Yeah.
But she's raging about it because it's uncovering, like, the scandal of the Gucci family.
I'm wondering if it's true.
I don't think, you know, they spent years trying to bury that. So it's like... Yeah, she is. She's in prison.
She's in prison. Then what is she? It's in her credibility is kind of... Okay, she's in prison and Lady Gaga's an actress. Who are you going to believe? I mean, either way... I mean, come on.
But it looks good.
So then, I want to see that film. Yeah, all right, so we did that one. Let's see, I did that one. Oh, my God, Radar Online, actor for NBC Parks and Recreation, has been charged with violating the statue of George Floyd in Union Square on October 3rd. Remember the guy going by in the skateboard and he threw paint on George Floyd's thing? It was an actor. He had a bit part in Parks and Recreation. And remember, what's his name? Smollett's case is going to trial soon, too. Mm-hmm. Jesse Smollett does another one. What's wrong with these actors? You get a break, you're doing good, and then you got to mess it up. These glasses, you can't even see through them. Britney Spears said that she was very, very hurt by the family hurt her deeper than you will ever know, and she wants justice. I hope she gets justice. I think anyone that abuses somebody like that and ruins their life for 13 years, I mean, especially if you're in a family member, bring the justice.
Yes, and also, you know, if you just look at the fortune that she had amassed over the years and now see what she actually has, there's so much gone. Like, I remember at one point in time, back maybe 15 years ago, she had like a fragrance that was bringing in $200 million like a year.
Where did all that money go?
Where did that money
go? She probably got a royalty on that, but still, where did the money go? But also, another thing that really is bothersome about that is that you can't give her back those 13 years of her life.
She's lost that.
You know, and you can't give her back the career in her heyday. She can go perform, but it's not like when she was the height of her career and on a real roll. Now, if she went out and performed tonight, she'd be sold out everywhere she ever performs for the rest of her life because people want to show their support. But it's still, it's just horrible. In housewife news, so we went over Dorit being robbed at gunpoint, right? Well, they started filming again.
They were supposed to film that day. They were supposed
and
to start.
Everyone ran over to the rob the scene of the crime and got the filming in. You got to give them credit. Boy, they didn't.
They never missed an opportunity. Not a chance.
Good for them.
Well, somebody asked, I think it was MG Abby B here. She asked, what you thought about the announcement of the Real Housewives of Dubai, and would you be the star of that?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, everything in Dubai is illegal, so I'd be in jail within about 2 days. Well, I don't think you can cuss. I don't think you can swear. I don't think you can drink. I don't think you can show any skin.
Good luck with that. When Andy announced it the other day, I texted Leah, and I said, which one will be the first one to get stoned to death? She wrote back, I don't know, but they'll show it.
Oh, yeah, they'll film it.
She may be dead, but we're giving her another contract.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though, if they can pull it off, people are going to want to watch it.
I'm excited to see the city. It's beautiful over there.
Exactly. Even if you put mute on, just to see the whole, how they dress, the culture, the buildings, and all of that will carry the show for a period of time.
Right.
May not be sustainable, but it'll carry it for a period of time. If they have good, you know, stories, then it'll stay good. But anyway, so apparently, back to Beverly Hills, Andy interrogated Erica again at last week's reunion.
And tonight's the last one? Yeah.
But I think she handled herself pretty, you know, the only thing she gets herself in trouble is when she snaps at the people and gets defensive. Her answers are buttoned up and they're good. But she needs to just not take it out on the girls. She takes it out on the people around her. I'm sure she's devastated. I'm sure she's hurt. I'm sure she's angry. I'm sure she's living in fear. I'm sure she doesn't sleep good at night. I'm sure she's got all these things. But it's just not a good look for her to take it out on other people. If she'd just be a little more like, listen, this happened to me and I feel horrible, and not like, I'm angry enough for you, I think she would be doing herself a little more good.
You know, and she's
and
got,
I'm rooting for her.
Me too. And there's people on one side that are just, you know, really going at her all the time, saying she shouldn't be wearing all those designer clothes and traveling in jets and doing whatever, not knowing the backstories behind it. But then on the other side, you've got the people that, like, I saw a report this week. They followed her into TJ Maxx and Target this week when she was shopping, and they were making a big deal about, oh, how she had fallen from designer boutiques to Target. I mean, you can't win.
You can't win. But not only that, people want to punish her because Tom's not there to punish, and she was the beneficiary of a lot of that money. That's what it really boils down to. And they don't really care about the victims. I mean, I'm sure everybody'd like to see the victims get their due, and I would love to see the victims get their due. But a lot of victims did get their money, and you don't hear about any of that. You only hear about the few that didn't. And people just want to punish her because she's wearing a fancy ring and driving a fancy car, and that they think that she took the money out of their pockets. Well, her husband took the money out of their pockets. It's really not her fault. That's how I see it.
Joy Piet says, Leah, I crack up every time you say Dorit's name. It's Dorit, not Dorit.
What do I say, Dorit?
Sometimes you say it.
Well, somebody said
but
Dorito.
But it's Dorit.
I
called her Dorito for a
long
time.
Oh, you did? Well, I like her on the show.
I like her now, too.
I think she's always liked her.
You've always liked her.
Remember from the beginning.
I did not like the first season.
I told you, she's good TV. And PK, they're good TV. I told you from the beginning.
You're right.
Apparently, Andy is upset with Bethany. Oh, wait, before. Back to Erica. So she put out a statement that says, I don't think I should have to pay back a dime, and she didn't know anything about it, and the lawyers and the law firm should have to pay it back, and she's very defiant about it. And the truth is, you know, what those other 17 lawyers benefited from it. The law firm benefited from it. You know, every charity in L.A. benefited from it. Why is she the only one getting the heat? You know, I don't know. Anyway, apparently, according to Real Housewives' Instagram account, Andy's reportedly upset with Bethany because of her criticism of the new book, the Housewife book, that written by that Quinn guy. She said that she exploited women. She said that on her podcast, trashed women, and that they made money doing it. Well, someone said the irony, the housewife Bethany, who is a phony, who manufactured phony outrage to get people to listen to her troubled podcast, it's ironic that she's criticizing them for making money off of a book when she wrote The Housewives to Fame and Fortune. Bethany refused to take part in the book, it says, the insider says, and that she didn't want to participate, so they're saying if you don't participate, don't trash the book. And don't trash the other women on your podcast. She's a hypocrite and foolish to bite the hand that feeds her, knowing that she's trashing the show is the same as trashing Andy. So there's a little thing. Who
knows? And then she came out again this morning and went off on Erica and her husband again.
Oh, she did?
Yes, there was another big thing this morning about that. So,
you know, is she getting better? Or is she just looking to get people to listen to the podcast?
I don't know.
Or is she just now changed her thinking? But she sure turned fast.
BB wants to know, Leah, do you think they will get rid of Ramona on Real Housewives of New York? The story that broke yesterday was that Ramona and Sonia are the only two coming back.
Full time.
And then Luann and possibly Dorinda and Tinsley will be friends of. And there's a former cast member that's supposedly going to come back. I think Heather probably, but
oh, Heather.
Yeah, I thought maybe Heather.
Who else would it be if it wasn't?
But I guess
Heather. There
was no talk of Ebony or of Leah in the
article
yesterday.
Once you start the litigation thing with Bravo, you're done. And that's what Ebony apparently did. She started in on the whole that they were racist and she was going to expose them and she was going to sue and she wanted this and she wanted that. Once you start that, you're done. You're just done. Kenya apparently eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. They're saying that she had a deal with the producers that she would be kicked off the show when she needed to be back in Atlanta in order to start filming. Well, it makes sense, but it doesn't show a lot of integrity in the voting process of Dancing with the Stars.
That's what Bethany was saying about the other thing. She was saying everything looks so staged and everything now this morning, and she was talking about the whole thing with the girls being so light on Erica this season. Dr. Jonathan May says, Leah, I saw Bravo announced a new cast of Real Housewives of Miami season 4, and I was sad that you were not in it because I always felt like in seasons 1 through 3, you were such a light of positivity compared to the others.
Well, I would agree with that part.
I would agree with that part, too.
But it's a low bar.
It's a
very low bar of being positive. You know, remember I wanted my tagline to be, people always say I take the high road, but taking the high road's easy when the low road's the gutter. But they didn't put it in.
Yeah.
But I thought it was appropriate. Anyway, COVID, 5 million people dead worldwide. Cops and firemen are quitting because they don't want to take the vaccine, even though other vaccines are mandated. However, at the end of the day, it turned out to be 1% of them. DeSantis is giving a $5,000 bonus if you're a cop that's not vaccinated and you want to come to Florida and spread the virus. Come on down.
Pick up your check.
22,000 unvaccinated New York workers, firemen, cops, trash pick collectors, et cetera, didn't show up for work. Well, that's not very many people in New York, 22,000. The U.S. is reporting 68,125,000 new cases a day, which is the lowest since July the 29th. Why aren't the Democrats talking about that?
Yeah.
The scientists have found a sharp increase in possible COVID-19 spread during flight meal service. I told you, don't order any food on the plane.
No, I told you. That's why I'm wearing masks still.
I
have a mask on right now.
I'm wearing my mask if I go anywhere.
My sister has had the booster shot. She's vaccinated. She caught it 10 days ago. My next-door neighbors are elderly. They've both had the booster shot. They had theirs 2 weeks before I got mine. And yesterday, she was went for her test before surgery she was supposed to have today, and she tested positive. She feels fine, her husband's negative.
Yeah, so. You know, it's not that the vaccine is foolproof. It's that if you get it, you're going to survive it. And so for me, that's everything. However,
absolutely,
I don't want to get it because I don't know what the long-term effects are, and I just don't want to get it.
Well,
so that's why I'm still going to wear my mask.
And my sister is very healthy, and she is not overweight or anything like that, doesn't have any pre-existing conditions like that.
Yeah.
She was in the emergency room night before last.
Oh, she was?
Yes,
from the COVID?
From the COVID.
What were her symptoms?
She couldn't breathe, and then her blood pressure went through the roof.
Yeah, so, I don't want to get it. Yeah. I'm not going to get it, and I don't want to get it. And let me tell you, if you get it and you aren't vaccinated and the emergency room is full, you can go sit in your car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You don't get to take up a bed from someone that's done every single thing right, and you're sitting over there stubborn. The government's not going to tell me what to do. Oh, my God.
While they're covered in tattoos and didn't know what the ink was that they were being injected with and everything
the
else.
The list is
get
so long. Eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. 4,000 companies pulled ads from Susan Collins because apparently the number one contributor to her was Breitbart. They've donated $10 million to her campaign, and the owners contributed the maximum of $10,000. So Susan Collins, who was so wringing her pearls and wringing her hands and, oh, Brett Kavanaugh is going to do the right thing and this and that and the other. Mm-hmm, Susan, you were bought and paid for by the Mercers and Breitbart, and you got to vote for 3 Supreme Court justices, 2 of which were illegitimate, maybe even the third one when they forced Kennedy out because I believe that they had something on him or his son. We know the one that was buried before Ruth was in the ground, who was put in before Ruth was in the ground, and then we had the Kavanaugh one who the FBI has now admitted that they never really did a background check on and investigated. So you, Susan, go take your money from Breitbart. Go ride yourself, another 5 more years in the Senate, but you're a fucking hypocrite loser. The Miami Herald said that there is a possibility that the drilling next door to Surfside Tower, the vibration from it might have offered clues it exceeded the developer's target around the unit, and it could have caused the pool deck, to cave, which is what started everything else collapsing.
Yes.
So they're saying that they were drilling next door. What were they drilling next door?
It was it's that condominium, that real high-end condominium that they built.
So it's a new one.
Yes, brand new.
So they were building the new one next
door. Right up against, and that's where the city line is. So the new building was Miami Beach, and the old building that collapsed was Surfside. So they had to get some kind of weird permitting because of how it laid on the city line. But they did drilling and stuff, and the residents complained about it and said it shook their houses, broke windows and things and everything.
Well, it said that the drilling exceeded their permit for drilling.
Right. And then
so they could have liability too.
And now there's a building going up in Brickell right now that's supposed to be the tallest one down here. And the other day when it rained, all the water flooded into the inside where they were drilling underground for the parking lot.
The Banana Republic.
Yeah. Now they're under investigation. But that's like a new big building that's coming up down here that people have already, half of it's already sold out. And I think they started like $2 million.
They're doing all this stuff all over town, but they can't even fix the bathrooms here. Okay. The Texas Supreme Court abortion laws or whatever it was heard yesterday by the Supreme Court, and all the questions and answers kind of appear that they're not going to uphold the Texas law. But most people are saying that Brett Kavanaugh's big excuse was, well, if you can do this in your state with abortion, other states can do it with gun rights. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're afraid of. Yeah. So when the one comes up in November, I think it's the 9th or 10th or whatever, that's when you're going to find out if they really overthrow Roe versus Wade. And if you remember, all three of the last Supreme Court justices plus Thomas, mm-hmm. we all know the chances are that their religion is going to get and interfere, whereas even though it's supposed to be no religion in politics, they're going to probably, I just think they're looking for an excuse. And I think if they do, women are just
going to. But listen,
may help the Democrats in the next, in the 2022
if they focus on something like that. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, the gun laws are that you can't sue the manufacturers, or it's up to like $1 million or something like liability on that. And I mean, it's the same thing as if someone, like if the Uber driver gets sued for taking the lady to the to the thing. So, you know, he has a valid point, but I don't think he's putting it that way.
It's not the manufacturer's fault. It's the person selling the gun not doing the background check, and then the person buying the gun
being crazy,
either not knowing how to handle it properly or having up to no good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that's sad to me about the drilling, though. Well, apparently, $22 billion in climate, it cost the U.S. $22 billion last year in climate crises. So what they're saying is, and I have been saying this for years, the prevention is better than the cure. Yeah. If they would have put that money into preventing it, we wouldn't have had the problems. People would be alive. People would still have their property. And we wouldn't have to now go back and spend twice as much cleaning up the mess. And then Joe Manchin could have his little coal company. It wouldn't be the topic of conversation
now. On his yacht.
On his yacht, yeah. Oh, my God. So this woman, this teacher in Florida, was arrested. Did you hear this? She was voted Teacher of the Year.
Yes.
Some girl posted that she didn't deserve it or she didn't like her or whatever, some young black girl. The teacher called her, summoned her to her room, and the girl was afraid and wouldn't go. So the teacher went into the classroom where she was and ordered her to follow her. She took her into her office and beat the shit out of her. She smacked her up the head with her and got her bloody nose, and she kicked her feet and everything, and much of it was caught on surveillance camera.
Yeah, they threw a computer. I saw it. She threw a computer and something else at her. The person did. It was really bad.
And then the girl, they arrested her. The girl said that she had used the N-word in class as well as other things, and she said, well, that was because I was just reading one of the books. I think it was Pride and Prejudice, maybe she used it. I'm not sure. She was reading a book out loud. It's the only time she used it. But I mean, a teacher taking a young girl and beating the hell out of her because she criticized her for being Teacher of the Year. She didn't obviously deserve to be a teacher of anything except hate crimes. Yeah. Oh, my God. 100 countries, including Brazil, China, and the U.S., have vowed to end deforestation by 2030, meaning they're going to stop chopping down all the trees in the forest. But, you know, they've made that agreement before, and then they didn't stick with it. So let's see. So they're to preserve critical forests that can absorb carbon dioxide and help stop global warming. Elon Musk was asked to donate $6 billion to help end world hunger. One of the said that could actually put an end to it. And he said he might do it. He goes, give me your specific plan and prove me that it works. He ought to do it. By the way, $6 billion to him is like me giving you $50 right now. For $50, I'll end hunger. He's not worth $140 or something.
Well, the company became one of, only 26 companies in the whole world that is a trillion-dollar company now?
Yeah. So. Trump has another lawsuit, another golf course, is saying that he collected $1.3 million, according to Rolling Stones, and that the Trump National Golf that he said had all these damages during a storm, the repairs cost $130,000 to $150,000, so he pocketed the rest of the $1.3 million. So they're suing him. You need to read the Washington Post article about the insurrection and the planning of the insurrection at the Willard Hotel. Don't miss that article. You don't forget that in 1923, Hitler had a failed coup. There were no consequences and no changes. And in 1933, only 10 years later, he took over power. This is not complicated. Without accountability, the real coup will succeed, was tweeted. NBC News saying that influencers in Shanghai or posing at a Costco store with an American flag in the back to pretend that they're in the United States. That is just so social media. I can't take it. And then when in Texas, when Biden's truck went through Texas, they asked that the Trump people were like intimidating him and pushing him off the road and stuff. And they asked the cops to help them and they refused. So there's going to be a lawsuit about that. So there's that. So we're out of time. I know you guys want to hear more. So do I. I've got so much to talk about. I'm going to mark this up so I see where we left off next time. All right. So what did we forget? Go to leahblack.com and put in what's the code?
The code is HOLIDAYPREVIEW21. You'll save 30% off on the individual Sudden Youth and Leah Black Beauty skincare products. And we will be back next Wednesday.
Same time, same place, same story, second verse. The Seinfeld show continues. All about nothing. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.